Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Actors such as George Clooney and Leonardo DiCaprio are confirmed bachelors. While both men are accepted and lauded in today's society, in the past, bachelorhood was not something praised or well-received. Peter Leipson, from Bard at Simon's Rock, takes a look at American bachelorhood.
For American bachelors, the period after the Civil War was a golden age. New amenities like restaurants, bachelor lodgings, and steam laundries made it possible to live comfortably outside a family. And since most men spent much of their time in all-male environments anyway, a man could have a social life without having a wife. But the early 20th century marked a major shift in attitudes toward bachelors. By World War I, male singleness was associated with a range of disorders, including mental illness. As the San Francisco Chronicle article put it in 1915, "You're not fully sane if you're a bachelor." How do we explain this change? The answer lies in what historians call a heterosocial culture, the idea that men and women would socialize together and form their most intimate relationships with members of the opposite sex. Such a culture emerged in the early 20th century due largely to the growth of commercial leisure sites that attracted both sexes, such as movie parlors and amusement parks. These sites encouraged socializing among men and women. They also provided opportunities for sexual experimentation between couples, especially as a way of testing for marital compatibility. The new heterosocial culture afforded men the pleasure of women's company, but it also raised expectations that men would marry after a period spent finding their ideal life partner, and it stigmatized those who remained single. In many ways, the status of bachelors today reflects both sides of the shift that occurred in the early 20th century. While the word has positive connotations of freedom and fun, we see it as a life stage and expect men to move past it. After all, what we call a bachelor party is a celebration of the single state, but only as it is coming to an end.
That was Bard at Simon's Rock's Peter Leipson. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.